Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Coming up on show 1474, VW adding another factory to make some electric vehicles. If you stick around, I'll tell you everything I know. Also on the podcast today, we are talking about getting those electric scooters, part of personal mobility, legalised. Another trial happening around the world. New hybrids from Peugeot you can buy in the UK. And if you haven't heard what to make of this documentary on Mr. Musk that was on Friday night US time. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It is Saturday, 21st of May. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. We'll start with the headline story, actually, and Volkswagen expanding their production of electric vehicles. They're now starting to make the all-electric ID4 in another plant. I can tell you that is Emden. Now, Emden is the second site for EVs in Germany that follows Zwickau and joins the Chinese plants in Anting and Foshan, where there's two joint ventures where they make slightly different versions of the ID4. And remember as well, another one coming online this year. That is Chattanooga and Hanover, also commencing production. As a result, Volkswagen will have capacity this year, so in 2022, of 1.2 million all-electric vehicles in Europe, in the US, and in China. Apart from the ID4, Emden will also be the place that they make the next car that we should see. That's, at the minute, called the Aero B. So, we'll see it when we see it, but a very interesting saloon sedan car there with the Aero B. And if that's not your flavour of vehicle, what about The iconic ID Buzz, yep, that's going to be made in Hanover, because that's where Volkswagen commercial vehicles are based. So the ID Buzz will be Hanover. And then next year, they add the ID3 to Wolfsburg as well. So that's a really big deal for VW as a group. And then they start to move on to the middle of the decade. And of course, it's the new platform as well that takes over from MEB. So the ID4 startup is bang on schedule. Yeah, there have been some supply chain issues. And of course, some massive global issues to get around. Emden's production rate by the end of the year will be 800 units a day. And again, a lot of that depends on getting those supply chains sorted by the end of the year. So how have Volkswagen done this year, you might be wondering? Well, I can tell you that in the first quarter of this year alone, Volkswagen delivered more than 30,000 units. Every one in two electric vehicles from Volkswagen was the ID4. And since they launched the ID4, they've made about 160,000 of them. It makes it the best-selling electric vehicle from the group. Now, in many markets, the ID4 went to the top of the sales charts in its first year, the best-selling all-electric vehicle in countries like, well, Denmark loves the ID4. Finland, Ireland, Sweden as well, loving the ID4. And about 73,000 orders in the backlog, I think, still at the minute. So they've got plenty of cars to be getting on and making. Let's move on and talk about BYD. And yesterday, the Chinese carmaker BYD unveiled their latest battery technology. As long-term listeners are bored of me saying, BYD are as much, if not more, a battery company than a car maker. But I think people tend to think of them as a car maker. And their latest, I guess Tesla would call it a structural battery pack, and they would call it cell-to-body, or CTB, cell-to-body. Same thing. The battery is integrated into the vehicle body itself. So rather than taking a bunch of cells, making them into modules, which are bigger, versions of the battery, or smaller versions of the battery, and putting them together, stacking those modules in some way to make a battery pack. This makes the cells part of the vehicle. This is going to be launched by BYD in the Seal vehicles. And before this, the most common method at BYD was cell to pack. So foregoing modules completely. So taking battery cells, arranging them directly into the battery pack. The first one of those was from CATL. Back in 2019, they introduced it on Tesla's Model 3 and Model Y as well. XPeng and other cars like the XPeng P7 did cell-to-pack technology as well. BYD were doing it in March 2020 and using cell-to-pack technology. Now, cell-to-body is a step on from that, and it allows the sandwich structure used for the battery pack to be used throughout the vehicle, with a top cover on the battery pack, and then you put the seats on top of it. So you actually sit on the batteries and the battery pack. Obviously, it's very safe. The standard range rear-wheel drive Seal will come with a 61 kilowatt hour battery, and the four-wheel drive version, a 82.5 kilowatt hour battery, 390 kilowatt motor on that. I'll pop a link to that story in the show notes if you'd like to read more. Now, General Motors are thinking about how they can use energy in their vehicles, and they've thinking about how one vehicle can charge another. GM has filed a patent application, I should say, in the US to get the most out of their double pack technology. So the way that the Hummer does it with 800 volt charging is they have two sandwiches, if you like, of a 400 volt pack. This patent application by GM relies on a series of controllers and switches, in addition to GM's baked-in ability to operate one battery as two batteries in series or in parallel, thus permitting the top and bottom to temporarily be wired in series. That allows 800 volt charging to take advantage of 350 kilowatt DC fast charging that's out there, writes greencarreports.com. They say that GM outlines that one charging port could be used, could be configured to charge at 800 volts or 400 volts. Another charge port, so you have two charge ports on one EV, not the first time that's been done, would be connected to the other battery pack, if you like, and would be only 400 volts. So you'd have a 400 volt socket on one side of the truck or car, and an 800 volt socket or 400 volts on the other side. You could connect them in series while charging the upper and lower packs at the same time, So plug in two chargers, one each side of the car. That you could do that. Commercial vehicles do that, by the way, plugging in more than one charger to a vehicle because they're technically separate battery packs with separate BMSs. And you could also connect them in series. You could use both ports to charge the upper and lower packs simultaneously at 400 volts. And you could also use that technology to get more power out of a vehicle to charge another car, for instance, to charge another EV, but to charge another EV at very high charge rates. So GM doing some thinking around how we'll all be using our electric cars in the future. Not so much pie in the sky stuff, actually. It's really interesting. Now, let's talk about riding electric scooters, because honestly, I do too many journeys in a car. I do in an EV, but I do too many journeys in a car. I really should ride my bike. Or just walk. Or actually, electric scooters have got such a positive future if only they were legal in more places. And now in Hong Kong, they're trying to work out how do we make this safe for road users. Are you going to have electric scooters on the roads, on the pavements? Do you have to wear a helmet? Do you have to have a car driving license to ride one? What's the age limit? And a six-month pilot trial is kicking off. As of yesterday, I can tell you, the two main types of electric mobility devices, so personal mobility, sort of power-assisted bikes, e-bikes, and also e-scooters as well, both in the trial to try and work out what they can do in terms of rules and regs around e-mobility for short-distance commuting, whether we need to add more cycle tracks to workplaces, have transport hubs, things like that. And it does need sorting. Now, the UK government over here have said that in the next 12 months, in this session of Parliament, they will legalise electric scooters. Now, the tabloid newspapers do a pretty decent business in clickbait headlines about young criminal thief gangs in London and big cities robbing people and taking off on e-scooters. These things are a menace to society. But, you know, the kind of people that still buy a daily tabloid newspaper, you know, and much like the people that read the comment section of local newspapers, are a certain beast. I do enjoy reading them because it's full of the crazies. But, you know, I guess those stories appeal to someone who's buying those kind of rags just for a bit of light entertainment. You know, maybe you buy, I don't know, to read on your lunch break or, you know, stick it in the work van or something or, you know, whatever, as a bit of light. It's not really news, is it? These kind of articles that I see around electric scooters. But there is a more serious debate that does need to be happen around safety. Do you allow them on the roads? Do you allow them in cycle lanes? Should you put them on pavements? Probably not, because honestly, pavements are for pedestrians. And some of these e-scooters are doing 30, 40 miles an hour. So I'm sure it feels safer if your kids are going to be riding one on the pavement, you know, especially like a low speed one at 10 or 12 miles an hour, but still probably should be on the road. Probably, you know, the same as would you let your four-year-old out on a main motorway or whatever on a bicycle? Probably not. So maybe don't do that on a scooter. So maybe the same rules as bikes. Something needs to be done in terms of legislating for these. Maybe they have in your part of the world. I'd love to learn from you. You can email me anytime. hello@evnewsdaily.com. Right, we'll take a quick break. And coming up, we'll talk about that Elon Musk documentary last night. That's getting a lot of attention. It was pretty critical, by the way. But I think, you know, from the title, Elon Musk's Crash Course, we knew it was hardly going to be an unbiased program. And we have a look at whether you can take out Tesla's structural battery pack from their vehicles. Stick around, the stories are on the way.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Now, let's talk about the new plug-in hybrids from Peugeot coming to the UK. The 308 and the 308 SW, very important family cars. Two plug-in hybrid versions now on sale in the UK. Has a 1.6-litre four-cylinder petrol engine, but it has a 12.4 kilowatt hour battery, 81 kilowatt electric motor, 37 miles WLTP range. Hopefully, if you buy one of these, you keep it fully charged, keep it topped up, do your range on electric, and then use the engine when you really have to. Not my favorite thing to talk about or for even to be, you know, for people to buy, but I do appreciate why for a lot of people, plug-in hybrids might be the solution. For now, I think there are some compelling electric vehicles out there in the same segment, but still, you know, if you're going to be, I think 9 times out of 10, we would do our daily mileage on 37 miles. I don't know. I've never actually, you know, written it down, but I think that would be fine for us if you keep it fully charged. Now, let's talk about this documentary that was on last night, US time at least. It was called Elon Musk's Crash Course. When we heard this was scheduled many weeks, months ago, I think we worked out from the title this was not going to be an unbiased view of the company and its autonomy features by the New York Times. And the program raises a skeptical eyebrow towards autopilot features, says the Washington Post. Despite Tesla's claims that its technology would revolutionize cars for the safer, its cars have failed to recognize safety threats in autopilot, and Tesla drivers have had fatal road accidents while using it. The Washington Post goes on to say, some former engineers at Tesla harbored doubts about Elon Musk's promises to the public about the ability to self-drive. Tesla enjoys substantial public support anyway. I'm not going to hurry to watch it. There was one on Channel 4 this week in the UK, and I haven't hurried to watch that, by the way, because not that I can predict what that documentary is going to be, but from the reaction that I've seen, I think if you like Tesla, you're going to brush it off. If you are anti the company, it's probably going to reinforce some more biases. Probably plays exactly where that documentary is going to play. I don't think it raises anything particularly new. They have got some former engineers at Tesla on the record and speaking on camera, which is pretty rare because a lot of them are under NDA. You can't talk. If you work at Tesla, you can't talk to the media. Free speech and all that, I suppose. Mr. Musk is a big proponent of free speech, isn't he? At least he tells us. He's all about free speech these days. That came from nowhere, didn't it? No, now he's some sort of free speech campaigner. But, of course, you're under NDA, so you can't talk to the media. Only he can. But it's free speech, of course. I'm only joking. I'm only poking the Tesla fans. It's all a little bit strange. But I think, it's from the coverage that I've seen of it already, it is critical. And again, I don't think it's sensationalist, but I haven't watched it yet. If you do and you've got some thoughts, then let me know. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. I'm not sure I'll learn anything too new in that. I try and make my own mind up on these things, as I think, to the frustration of the Tesla fans and the Tesla haters. I refuse to commit either way to either side of the argument. It's some interesting technology that I don't think is ever going to be full self-driving, at least in the next sort of 10 years or so. But I'm told multiple times that I'm wrong about that. Let's talk about the structural battery pack at Tesla that they're putting into the new Model Y. One of the questions that we were asking after battery day, which actually if you make the cells, these new big baked bean tin cells, the 4680s, part of the car, can you even replace it? Is that bad for the planet? Well, as you may have heard this week, Tesla made their maintenance manuals, the repair manuals, free. Used to be a subscription of many thousands of dollars a year, but it's now free. And so you can have a look. And the electric website have done that. And they say, yes, it's doable. The structural battery pack is indeed repairable and replaceable. You pretty much need to take the car apart. It's 143 steps. You get it from the top. So you take all of the inside of the car out and you can get in that way. But it is removable and repairable. Tesla Model X has been doing some towing at Bolas. The team at Bolas, it's a luxury travel trailer manufacturer, added one of their trailers to a Model X doing some testing, and the travel trailer dinged the Model X's range by about 100 miles. I don't think it's too bad, actually. That's losing 100 miles of range is fine. With the trailer in tow, it did 235 miles, according to the Bolus company, down from the 330 miles range of the Tesla Model X. But a 29% drop in range is not as bad. I think they're pointing out that their trailers are more aerodynamic. Of course, rather than weight, which is a factor, aerodynamics are more important. And to lose half your range when towing a decent-sized trailer is very, very, very normal. So to lose 29%, I think that's the point of the tests they were doing. And a couple of final stories. Tesla are going to keep their employees at their Shanghai factory in the closed-loop system now until mid-June. But I think with proper dormitories, whereas when they were just scrabbling to get underway, there were sort of people sleeping all over the place and on floors and in sleeping bags. But I think the dorms will be done, and people will be living at Tesla and working that six-day-a-week, 12-hours-a-day schedule to make those cars. And Tesla releasing their Memorial Day supercharging plans. Some select charging will be free, off-peak mind. But if you want to have a look at Tesla's app or the supercharging plans, I'll pop a link in the show notes, and you might bag yourself some free charging over the Memorial Day weekend with Tesla. Right, question of the week will be answered Sunday afternoon. Probably just do a question of the week show rather than a whole news show before Blake takes over next week, as I am now away. Hallelujah. A week off. Really, really badly needed, actually. I think I'm just going to sleep for about a week. That's not going to happen, is it, with a little lad running around. But either way, I hope you are well next week. I hope you enjoy Blake. Please give him lots of appreciation for stepping in. And for the first time ever, this podcast having a cover presenter. Really, really happy about that. Thank you very much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simple with one card, one map, and one app, and Millbrook Cottages.co.uk, five-star luxury cottages in Devon, with everything you need for a fabulous, electric, romantic weekend away. Have a good one, see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.